devastation. Black roof country, no gold payment, tired starlings.
I think preparing myself for this moment and being the head coach of an NBA basketball team is something that started at 6 years old. I played my first game of organized basketball when I was 6 years old. And although I was one of the better kids on that team, I have very rarely been the best player, the most talented, the tallest, the highest jumping, the best shooter on a basketball team. And so right away as a young person, I immediately had to start thinking about the game of basketball and how it was played and where I could find my advantages and how I could be most effective, even though I wasn't physically the most gifted or talented. And so for the last 33 years, that's the way I've always viewed the game. And in the last 18 years as an NBA player in this business, that's the only reason I've been around for 18 years, is that I've thought the game as a coach, the angles, the advantages, the disadvantages, the spacing, defensively, the best way to do things, especially as a guy that continued to age in this league, how can I defend and still be effective? So I very rarely put myself in a box in terms of saying this is the one thing that I wanted to do, but having an opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Knicks is an amazing opportunity, one I'm thankful for, and one I feel very prepared for, even though I haven't been a head coach in the past.
12:34, Joe Klein joining us in the studio. Pat Bradley, Justin Akre, Matty T.
Hi.
Joe, you've transitioned from court to player. I want to get your thoughts on Derek Fisher. And also, of course, the Knicks is a unique opportunity because, or unique challenge maybe is a better word, because of the salary cap issues, the potential that Carmelo may find a new home. This segment is brought to you in part by Pat Bradley's Underpants.
We're going to figure out a smoother way to transition to that, because it's not brought by my underpants, by Rideout Lumber Company.
Oh.
Which you shouldn't get confused.
It makes more sense.
Rideoutlumber.com. 6 months, same as cash. Right now at Rideout, 6 months, same as cash. You know they have floor covering, just about anything you need. Carpet, tile, wood. They'll sell it to you, tear out your old stuff, and install the new. The locations are throughout this fine state. I'm talking Batesville, Benton, all the way up to Searcy, even Joplin, Missouri. Fayetteville. Go to the website, RIDOUTLumber.com. That's RIDOUTLumber.com. They will set you up with all of your building materials and, of course, your floor covering, which they will take all of you. No headaches for you. That's what Rideout Lumber Company is looking for. And, oh, by the way, get 6 months to pay. No interest. Get 6 months to pay, same as cash.
I have a lot of interest in six months to pay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a switcheroo.
I have some birthday or some entertainment news here, but Pat has a basketball story he wanted to share, transitioning out of the Derek Fisher introduction press conference, if you missed it earlier. Reports say 5 years, $25 million, which is about what Pat makes to do this show. He is the new head coach of the New York Knicks. He is working with his old buddy Phil Jackson. And Pat, your story, and then we'll get Joe's thoughts on his potential.
Okay, there is a couple of less basketball positions available, coaching positions available. And one of these is Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, no.
If I were to tell you, he just became the head basketball coach for the Philippines Basketball Association. Would you believe me?
Yes.
He's the coach for the whole league?
The dude cut a record and couldn't sing, so I mean.
He was introduced this week as the coach of a new Kia team in that league.
IKEA, like the car company?
It's spelled the same.
Okay.
Spelled the same. And, you know, Eric Spoelstra is a Filipino-American.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's where his roots are. So he's actually got sort of a relationship with one Manny Pacquiao. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but Manny Pacquiao was a huge, huge NBA fan. In fact, he used to, I think, hang around in the Celtics locker room quite a bit.
Who would notice him? He's such a little guy.
He was hitting, punching people in the kneecaps, I guess. What do you mean he's a bad singer, Joe?
Yeah, take that back.
First of all, this song is awful.
That's a different argument.
Yeah.
And then him singing an awful song is awful.
What you say?
I think they cancel each other out, Joe.
Two negatives make a positive. Here, let it kick in.
You should hear him sing in his native tongue. It's really, really touch your heart, Joe.
So do you think they'll set up a game between the Spoelstra and the Heat and Pacquiao and Kia? Be a great game.
Would you please turn that off?
You know, you remember we did our
I can't turn away from
our athlete turn musician bracket. We did that one summer.
Yeah.
And we had, we had a great list.
Oh, there's so many people. Tony
John
Parker,
Daly,
Wayman
Tony
Tisdale.
Parker, Walter McCarty.
Walter McCarty.
Dion, Shaq.
Yeah. Anyway. Joe, you know what? I could play you singing if you prefer.
No,
okay.
Please don't.
All right.
Oh, by the way, he fights right after this PBA, Filipino Basketball Association, first game. So he's still going to fight.
Tony, before we pull you up here, Joe, thoughts on Derek Fisher and how quickly they can make the Knicks competitive? And, of course, a lot of that has to do with Phil Jackson's work in the front office.
You know, if they can get Carmelo back, I think Amari Stoudemire was showing signs of being effective towards the end last year. You have Tyson Chandler. You got to get a point guard. I think that's where they really struggled. I think they can make the playoffs. I mean, they're in the East, so I mean, I just think they got to get to where they play a little bit better together. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if Carmelo stays, how that works, because that whole Phil really tries to implement a little bit of like what San Antonio does with ball movement and player movement and rhythm of the offense, and it doesn't stick to somebody too much. And it'll be interesting because that goes a little against the grain of what Carmelo likes to do. But I think if the whole thing with Carmelo is that he wants to win. I think if you can show him that that's going to get him some W's, you know, New York and Madison Square Garden when they're winning.
Ooh.
You know, it's a rocking place. Yeah. It's a good place. But I think he can. They're not going to be a championship contender for some time. But I mean, they get some pieces in there. They got some cap room coming up after next year. So, I think it's I like the fit because he's on the same wavelength as Phil, and I think that's huge because Phil's going to be involved. With practices and things like that. He won't be down there every day, but he'll be able to watch and see and talk to Fish and say, hey, you know, you need to try this and try to do that or try to do this or play this guy or try this guy, and Fish will be responsive.
Yeah.
Responding to that. I mean, yeah. He'll respond.
Be responsive to it, yeah, because they've got a relationship.
He's not going to fight it.
Yeah,
and I think that's what Phil was looking for more than anything.
What was the hardest thing for you going from player to coach? And you had a little gap in there, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I had a gap, but I mean, it's just different. I mean, as a player, you worry about being prepared. You worry about doing what the coaches want. And you know, that's pretty much it. As a coach, you're worried about what they're doing. You're worried about what your team's doing. You're worried about situations. You're worried about matchups. You're worried about you're worried about everything.
So you worry more as a coach, is what you're telling
me.
Oh, no
doubt. I mean, it's much more involved. You know, as a player, you kind of want the cliff notes. As the coach, you got to read the book.
That's good. I like that. That's a good example. There's that. That's a great great analogy. What do you got, Tony?
Oh, hello, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Tony.
You and Cindy Moncrief are my best. I was going to school up there when you guys were there. I spent a lot of time up there.
Well, good, man.
Still there.
yeah. Good times.
Anyway, going back to the old thing here, is the air conditioning, is it that big of a deal?
I mean, I think it is because I think – again, I think back in our day, we never played in air conditioning. I mean, we played at Barnhill during the summer. You weren't there. You didn't play. But, I mean, summertime.
No, I was at – yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you, were, If you were in Barnhill in the summertime, you know, we played and we played in there and it was brutal. And in the old field house I used in the summertime when I was living here in Little Rock and in the NBA, I'd go over and play UALR field house. And it was 110 in there. I mean, it was 110 in Barnhill. And then Slater, when I grew up, I never played inside in the summer. So, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with what kids are used to.
Yeah, the conditioning.
If I would have played in air conditioning my whole life and then all of a sudden you throw me into a 95 to 100 degree arena, I mean, it's going to affect me differently.
Joe, sure. We're just sitting around here yammering for 3 hours, and if the air conditioner goes out here, which it seems to do about every 3 months, it's a revolt.
Your body gets conditioned to those.
What you're used to. So, I mean,
what I'm getting at here is, and I called earlier, we've got these guys out in the desert that are fully equipped.
Did you call earlier already, Tony, once? Did you already get in here one time today?
I sure did.
Okay, it was awesome the first time, too. Newt!
Hey!
Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, Jason, did you watch the undercard?
Sorry,
on
I don't
Belmont
care.
Day?
Your question was stupid the first time, and it's dumber the second time. I'm sorry, Newt.
Sorry about that.
No, I did not see the Belmont the other day, no.
Okay, the fifth race your horse won and paid $20.
Okay, I heard about that. That stupid Bayern, which I rolled my kids' college fund into earlier in the season, I finally got off it after it failed miserably again in the Preakness. And now it's got it together, and he wins in the undercard of the Belmont. Hey, paid like $20?
Yeah, paid $20, 9-1.
Did you win on it?
No, Jeff Taylor should have called you and told you that.
I know. He did text me after the race and said, "You're not going to believe this." I'm like, of course it wins now. That's my luck.
Yeah, I called Tommy Smith and he'd be sure to call you.
You'd think my karma would be so good, too, because I'm so nice to all the callers who call the show. Isn't that right, Joe Klein?
There you go. That was very rude.
Newt, I appreciate
it.
Adios.
Well, look.
Tony, that was not me.
Tony, let me just tell you this, and I'll tell this to all the guys.
Nice. That's what he does. That's what Aches does. That's
his
shtick.
We've only got 3 hours a day. I mean, look, I'm trying to be entertaining, and if your call was lame and horrible the first time, and then you try to call back and reenact it, I don't want that. I'd rather talk to Tiger Bait, and he's the last guy on earth I want to talk to.
I'll take credit for that because I enforce the one call a show policy, and I let him slip through. I'm sorry.
Matty T, it just goes to show you, as much as we are so close, you and I, but we are not perfect.
That's right. Damn close, though.
You know who's really close, though? Lander Chevrolet.
Oh, God, you don't... Yeah.
I mean, Tim Hall, that guy is unbelievable. Plus, he'll throw in a free golf lesson if you spend enough money over there. You buy 3 or 4 vehicles, he'll throw in a little chipping lesson for you. Joe, what's the weakest part of your game right now?
Take your choice.
Okay. Anyway, they can help out. Chevy Silverado was named the 2014 North American Truck of the Year. So don't forget about that. Also, the award-winning service department. You can actually sign up for your service online at LanderChevrolet.com. You can also call at 501-315-2500. Plus, you're a busy guy like Joe Klein. You got 4 kids. You got a daughter-in-law to be. You got a job. You got a wife you got to make happy. You got to go here, there, and everywhere. You can't sit around and wait for your car to be fixed. So the good thing is they actually have a shuttle service